Our scripture reading this morning, we've actually already read, but we'll be reading it again. Exodus 20, verse 12. And we're also going to be reading Lord's Day 39 from the Catechism, which is found on page 910 in the back of the gray songbook, but it will also be on the overhead above us. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And then from Lord's Day 39, what is God's will for you in the fifth commandment? That I honor, love, and be loyal to my father and mother and all those in authority over me. That I obey and submit to them as is proper when they correct and punish me. And also that I be patient with their failings, for through them God chooses to rule us. Usually, growing up means that things become easier for you to do. When you grow up, you can drink out of a cup without a top on it. When you grow up, you can ride your bike without training wheels. And when you grow up, you can go into the bathroom alone and come out of the bathroom alone. Sometimes growing up, usually growing up, means that things get easier for us. But there are some things that seem to only get harder as we get older. There are some things that were much easier for us to do, for example, when we were infants, than they are for us to do now that we're grown up. One of those things is to bend. Have you ever watched a baby bend before? Boy, can they bend. That baby can lay down on its back and grab its feet with its hands and without any effort at all, take its feet all the way up to its mouth and chew on its toes. Can you do that? Now, I realize that most of you probably wouldn't want to chew on your toes this morning, but aside from that fact, bending is one of those things that was much easier for us to do as an infant than it is today. But bending is not the only thing that was much easier for us to do as an infant than it is for us to do today, and it's by no means the most important one. Honoring our father and mother also seems as though it was easier for us to do as an infant than it is for us to do today. And I think it gets harder for us as we get older for some of the same reasons that it becomes harder for us to bend as we get older. One of the reasons that it gets harder for us to bend as we get older is that our bodies change and develop. It's easy for a baby to bend all over the place because their bodies are only in the first stages of development. Their muscles and their skeletal structure is just being put together in the right place. And so it's easy for them to bend. It's still growing into itself. But as the body becomes full grown, it becomes more difficult to bend in the ways that a baby can bend. When everything is put firmly in its place, it's much more difficult to bend it and stretch it out of place. And the same thing seems to be true when it comes to honoring our father and our mother. The Hebrew word for honor means to consider something heavy or weighty or important. To view something as critically important to you and your life. And an infant has little trouble viewing its mother and father in that way. Babies know who the weightiest and most important people in their lives are. They don't have any doubt about it. They don't need to be encouraged, nor do they need to be commanded to view their parents in that way. They know it and they live by that truth. They look to mom and dad for everything. They look to mom and dad for food and for love and for protection and for direction. They look to mom and dad so much for direction that they always want to be held and they always want to go where mom and dad are going. They don't have any problem viewing their mother and father with honor, seeing them as people who are very important, people who are very weighty in their lives, who have a lot of influence in their lives. But they are only in the first stages of development. And as we grow, we change. And we become more independent with every passing year. The things that mom or dad were the only ones, the things that only mom and dad could do for us when we were small, we begin to be able to do for ourselves. And because we don't depend on mom and dad so much anymore for these kinds of things, they don't look as weighty and important to us as they once did. And as we become physically able to do these things on our own, we also have our own ideas about the ways they should be done. This comes to its height in that time that's called adolescence, as we come into our own and become an adult. We have our own ideas about things, and those things often clash. Those ideas often clash with the ideas that mom and dad have. And so one of the reasons that it becomes harder for us as we grow older to honor our father and mother is because that as we grow older, we develop into our own person. We grow. And when we grow and develop into our own person, mom and dad just don't seem as weighty and important as they once did. But there's another reason that it becomes more difficult as we get older. When in Raiders of the Lost Ark, there's a scene where Indiana Jones and Marion are on a freighter, on a ship. And as she's tending to his wounds and cuts and scrapes, she makes some comment about how old he's getting. And he says, "It isn't the years, sweetheart, it's the mileage." It isn't the years, not necessarily the time, it's all the things that happen in that time. Bending becomes more difficult over the years, not only because our bodies change, but also because things happen to our bodies along the way. Over the years, we become injured in one way or another. We break our leg or sprain a knee or throw out our back. And even though some healing might take place in our physical bodies, in our lives, it still lingers on, and so it becomes more difficult for us to bend than it used to be. So it's not just that we grow. It's not just that we become taller and makes it harder to bend. It's that things happen to us and we hurt, and it's harder for us to bend. And the same thing is true with regard to honoring our father and mother, I think, too. As time passes by, things happen to us. As the years go by, it isn't that we just grow into our own people. It's not just that we come into our own as a unique individual. It's that as we do that, things happen along the way. We travel many miles with our parents. And along the way, sometimes we become injured in one way or another. A word is said, or an action is taken that hurts us. And the word is said, or the action is taken by our mother or our father, and we become injured. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that happens to us. It can just be something that we learn about our parents along the way. It could be some realization that we have about them as we grow older that they're not really the people that we thought they were. They're maybe not as perfect as we thought they were. They have more failings. We can see more of them as we get older than we could when we were very young. Sometimes our parents lose a little bit of their luster as we get older. And when they do, it becomes much more difficult for us to honor them. Because honoring our father and our mother gets more difficult as we get older, because we don't naturally and automatically admire them and respect them as much when we're older as we did when we were infants or toddlers, God makes it a matter of law that we do it. The laws are always made because things that are supposed to be a certain way aren't. If everything was always the way it should be, then we wouldn't have any laws. But we have laws because things aren't the way they should be. We have laws because certain things we'd rather not do. And so there's a law established to make sure that we do it. And so God makes this too a matter of law. You know, we often think about this commandment as being specifically directed to children, but that's really not true. It certainly speaks to children. It speaks to all God's people. But the law at Sinai wasn't given to the children. It was given to the adults. It was given to those who were of the age of accountability. Their children weren't viewed as being under the law until they were a certain age, when they were expected to act like adults. That's when they were under the law, and so the law that was given wasn't specifically for children, not little children. It was for everyone in the community, even those who had grown up, even those for whom it might be a little bit more difficult today to honor their father and mother than it was when they were very young. And so whatever our stage of life, today, this law pertains to us, because we're all the children of someone. With all the medical advances, this is one truth that we cannot escape. Every one of us here, sitting here, is the child of a mother and a father. Every one of us. Some in different ways. But everyone has or had both a mother and a father. So this law pertains to all of us this morning. But what does it mean? What does it mean to honor our father and our mother? What exactly is God commanding us? What is he telling us that we have to do? How are we supposed to act? Well, it means basically one thing. But it means that one thing in different ways depending on our particular situation. But that'll become clear in a few minutes. The one thing that it means for all of us is that we're supposed to reverence them. That word, as I said, means to consider them weighty, important, to reverence your father and your mother. That's what it means in general. To view something as worthy of respect. God commands all of us to treat our parents that way. That's the general command. And so what that means then negatively is that we're not to belittle them. We're not to talk down to them, either to their face or with our friends or with our acquaintances, but to always reserve for them the place of highest honor in our lives. That's the general command to all of us, no matter what age we are. But we're commanded to do this not necessarily because they are always so honorable, even though they probably are. Praise God. The command doesn't have anything to do with that, whether they are always so honorable or not. But we're supposed to reverence them because of the position that God has given them. See, God doesn't train us and direct us and raise us directly. He gives us parents for that. He trains us through those that he places over us. And as those people who believe that there are no accidents in this world and that God is providentially leading and guiding his people, then we know that he's the one that put those parents over us. And so he is attempting to lead us and guide us through them. Now, some of us may have had bad experiences with those God has placed over us. And some of us may have had wonderful experiences with those God has placed over us. But the fact remains that all of us, no matter what experience we had with those God has placed over us, are commanded here together to honor them, to show respect to them. Because when we honor them, you see, we honor the God who put them there. And this gets into a fundamental truth that I want to spend just a minute on, that we need to understand every time we hear God telling us to do something. And that is this, that God's commands are rarely, and I would almost say never, but I'm not going to say never, are rarely contingent. In other words, God rarely commands us that we are to do something or not to do something, except in this situation or except in that situation. Okay? It's not as though we're supposed to first look at the situation and then know whether this command sticks or not. As though we're supposed to look at our parents and say, are they worthy of respect or aren't they worthy of respect? And then we'll know if we're supposed to follow the command. That's not the way God gives commands. They're not contingent. It's the same way when God tells us in the summary of the law to love our neighbor as ourself. We're not commanded to do that only if our neighbor is as lovable as we are. But to do that when they're not. Again, that's why it's a law. Because it's something that's not easy to do. Something that we don't want to do. He simply tells us to honor them. So in the situation where we've been wronged by our parents, we still must reverence them. And God will provide a way to do that without approving of the way that you were wrong. But those situations are so individual that finding a general rule of how that's done is too difficult. Each situation would have to be figured out on its own. But God would provide a way for each of us to honor and reverence our parents, no matter what our situation is. But reverencing our parents means different things depending on our place in life. So the general principle is that we need to reverence them, that we need to set them in a place of honor. But the way we do that depends on where we are in life. And for those of us who are still under their daily care, it means obedience. In Ephesians 6, Paul writes, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And he is writing this right from Exodus 20, verse 12, because he references it in the law. Now, children aren't commanded to obey their parents when their parents tell them to lie and cheat and steal and do bad things and cover up bad things and all that kind of stuff. Paul says, obey your parents in the Lord. So anything our parents tell us to do when we're under their direct care, which doesn't go against the will of the Lord, we're to do. And we're to do it reverently. And I think you'll find that it's very rare to hear your parents telling you to lie or telling you to cheat or telling you to steal or telling you to cover up something bad. Those, by far, are the minority in situations where your parents tell you to do something. I think most of the time you'll find your parents telling you to do very simple everyday things like clean your room and eat your food or do your homework or mow the lawn or all of those things. And none of those things are anywhere remotely connected to something that's against the will of God. They're things that are in His will, that you would follow those and do those. It pleases God when we obey our parents, when we are under their direct care, because He placed them over us for that reason. But there's another way that we have to reverence our parents, because not all of us are under their direct care. So what does it mean for those of us who aren't anymore? In 1 Timothy 5, verses 3 and 4, Paul writes this to Timothy. He says, "Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God." And then in verse 8, he continues, he says, "If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith, and is worse than an unbeliever." So honoring our parents takes a turn as we get older. It changes. It's always to reverence them. It's always to hold them in the highest respect, but we do it in different ways. When we're not under their direct care, they're not telling us what to do anymore. But that doesn't mean that we're no longer subject to the law or no longer to follow the law. We simply do it in a different way. So honoring our parents changes as we get older. Now, rather than receiving care from them, we care for them. Just as they took care of our needs and made sure that we were well taken care of as we were children, we do that for them as they become older. And so we reverence them in that way. And so all through our lives, see, whether in infancy or as a toddler or as a young boy or girl or as a teenager or a young adult or a middle-aged person or an older person, we're to reverence our parents. We're to hold them in respect. We're to honor our father and our mother. But perhaps your father or mother has passed away, and you wonder how this would pertain to you. Well, even though they've passed away, you can still honor them. You can still hold them in the highest respect. Perhaps there is a gravestone somewhere where they have been laid to rest until the Lord comes again. Care for it. Perhaps you can still hear them speaking to you, telling you things about how you should live. Listen to it. Consider it weighty. Consider their words worthy of respect and honor, because you still remember them. Their words don't pass away simply because they did. They taught it to you. Remember it. Those things that they taught you in the Lord, the wisdom that they passed on to you. Remember that. And when your parents' name comes up in conversation, speak of them as God's gift to you. Some things become harder as we get older, but they become easier all the time as we practice them. You know, there are some people who I've seen who can bend almost as well as an infant can. They can take their feet and stretch them all the way back behind their head, but it takes a lot of practice, and it takes a lot of stretching. It can be done, though. And I've also seen some people who seem to hold their parents in the same honor and respect, at least very close to it, as they did when they were infants. But that takes a lot of practice, too. And it takes a lot of stretching. And that's God's will for us, for every one of us, whether we're young or old. What are your plans for Mother's Day? Along with the cards and the flowers and whatever else you might give them, use your imagination and do a little stretching. And let's all of us make today the first step toward a greater honor and reverence for those God has given to us, for those God has given to all of us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of mothers and fathers. We thank you too, Father, for reminding us and even for commanding us to honor them and to reverence them. We ask, Father, that you would make that true in our lives, that in whatever situation we are in, you would give us the wisdom and the knowledge and the opportunity to do that, even today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.